Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The archives of the Ulster Museum hold a treasure trove of rare and extraordinary photographs of soldiers in training and at the front during the Great War. They were taken by a fellow soldier, Belfast-born George Hackney, a keen amateur photographer who smuggled a small camera with him when he was called to fight on the Western Front. Today, Hackney is hailed by some as one of the greatest war photographers and is celebrated in a documentary, The Man Who Shot the Great War.
My name is Philip Orr and I'm a historian of the Great War in Ireland. And I've come today to Cumber Cemetery. Beautiful day, birds are singing. At the nearby Newtownards Aerodrome, there are a few planes taxiing and taking off. We've come for a particular reason, and it's this gravestone that I'm standing beside, a rough-hewn, anonymous-looking stone with one word only, Hackney. Hackney means George Hackney. It means a lot to me, it means a lot to those of us who've been studying the role of this wonderful war photographer, but I guess to most people dandering around this cemetery, it's just another gravestone. Like a lot of young fellows, when war came in August 1914, he joins the army. Now he joins the 14th Battalion of the Royal Irish Rifles, and he goes off to Donegal in order to train at Finnair Camp. Shortly after that, the men move to Randallstown on the banks of Loch Ney, and they train there as well. And that's where we first become aware of his skills as a photographer. He took with him a little Climax camera, quite a state-of-the-art item, and he was almost secretly or quietly taking photographs of the men around him, and they are remarkable photographs. There's an expert eye there. For example, there's one photograph where one of the men on the bed is writing a letter, pondering what to write. He's almost, you can almost see the words coming out in the pencil on the paper. And close by is another soldier lying in bed, but this chap is sound asleep with his mouth wide open, probably snoring away. I am really impressed by some of the photos he took in the trenches of the men sitting on shell cases, and they're sitting reading the newspaper, they're reading the Daily Record, they're having a cigarette, and they're looking at Hackney in a way that is open-faced. You get the impression of a certain trust of Hackney. Here's a friend who simply wants to record their image, and there's no grinning, there's no larking about, there's no attempt to smile for the camera. One of the other photographs shows you one of the features of the Western Front, and that is the trouble men had with vermin. There is one particular soldier who is leaning over and his shirt has been removed, and another soldier is literally helping to pick out what are probably lice or some other infestation, which was very common in the uniforms of men, or perhaps rubbing some kind of salve over the skin of his back. As someone who's read about the Western Front, has studied it for years, to actually see an image of this rather than hear a soldier tell you about it or read an account in a history book, this is most vivid indeed. One set of photographs that Hackney takes on the first day of July are particularly challenging to some of the more stereotypical images we have of the charge of the Ulster Division at Thieveville. And the photographs that Hackney takes, and we don't know how on earth he managed to take them, how he managed to get that little camera out, but the images that we have are about chaos. It's smoky, there's a haze in the air. We can see the soil, which all around the trenches and in no man's land has been dug up and blown up by shell fire. We can see the heads with their helmets on of the British soldiers peering out from the frontline trenches. And we can see along the horizon German soldiers surrendering with their hands in the air. Tiny little matchstick figures being marched back from the German front lines to be placed in prisoner of war camps. And that grubby, chaotic, black and white image, for me, is the reality of Thiepval on the 1st of July. You know, he never made any attempt to project himself as one of the heroes of the war. Never made any attempt to project himself as one of the photographers of the war. The photos didn't appear in some of the books of Great War photography, and yet it would be hard pushed for me to find any photograph anywhere in the Imperial War Museum today that is any better, any more revealing of the humanity of the soldiers who went off to meet their fate in the trenches in France and Flanders.
Cumber Cemetery in County Down. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.